Certainly is great to have Brad Johnson with us, the Bulldogs champion ahead of the grand final on Saturday night with his beloved Dogs and the D's, of course, and Dougie Hawkins to join us after 8. Speaking of Bulldogs legends, that's going to be good fun from 8 o'clock on The Breakfast Club. But we've got a legend on the line, another one. We've got Jono hanging out, which is cool. Another legend on the line. Grant Birchall has decided that it is time for him to hang up the boots after 287 games with the Hawks and the Brisbane Lions. He's an All-Australian in 2012. He's a four-time premiership player, if you don't mind. So this time of year is bread and butter for him with the Hawks and a member of the Tasmanian Football Hall of Fame. He's Devonport's favourite son, he is. He's with us on the line. Good morning, Birch.
Good morning. How are you going?
We're going well, mate. Nice to have you with us. How are you this week in grand final week when it's all over?
Yes. No, I certainly wish I was playing this week, that's for sure. Very envious and jealous of the two sides playing, but... No, it's been okay the last couple of weeks. It's been pretty full on with the retirement and all the messages and phone calls from everyone. And the phone's been going berserk the last couple of weeks, which is good. I'm certainly feeling the love. But just up here in Queensland, mate, enjoying the sunshine.
Is there an element, I mean, you've achieved so much in such a great career, but the last couple of years you've had really good looks at the Brisbane Lions. It could have been anything. Is there an element of frustration at the end, even though you get a chance to reflect on the overall package of 287 and four flags?
Yeah, a little bit, I guess. I think we've finished top four the last couple of years, and we gave ourselves a really good opportunity to go deep and to do something pretty special, but it wasn't the case. And that's what happens. It's a tough game. And so I'm sure the boys will come back next year bigger, stronger, more determined than ever to make sure that doesn't happen again. And, I'm looking forward to watching them go about their business.
Grant, congratulations on your career. Absolutely outstanding. It was great to play against you and then obviously watch you just fly as a Hawk and a Lion. I was looking back to see how the Lions introduced you as a player coming off what you did at Hawthorn, and they described you as a decorated Hawk, you know, awesome left boot, calm under pressure, four-time premiership player. So if I was a Lions supporter, I'd be pretty excited now, as you could imagine. So I thought, where's the big pump up coming from now? Then they go on to describe you, Birch, in 2020, all he wants to do is find consistency in his body. Now all of a sudden they built you up and then they deflated you instantly.
Yes. No, I'm coming off 3 years of not much money, and I was just sort of this old guy in the back pocket, just sort of going about his business. So, not great, is it? But it was good. They're a good ripping bunch of lads. I've really enjoyed my time here in Queensland. I'm really grateful for what Brisbane and Fakes have done for me. I guess it would have been a little bit risky bringing up a 31-year-old that hasn't played much footy. And, for them to give me the opportunity and for Fags and the coaches and everyone to believe in me and back me in, I'm certainly grateful for that. So it's been a ripper couple of years.
I must confess, Grant, I thought you'd go around again because your 2 years have been really high-quality footy and dependable. I mean, your body has held up more than it did in your final couple of years at Hawthorn. So how agonising was that decision?
No, I sort of mentioned, we played West Coast in our last game of home and away season. I sort of quietly mentioned to Fags, I think this will be my last year. I'm just mentally and physically drained. That three-year period out of the game was really, really tough. Just trying to get back and having setback after setback was really tough mentally. And I just felt as though I've come up here, I've done my bit for 2 years. Young Coleman and Jimmy Madden and these guys played quite a few good games across halfback, and I just felt it was time for them to really step up and make halfback their own. As well as I'm going to be a dad for the first time. My partner's expecting a little baby boy at the end of the year, and I just felt it was the right time for me to move on and give those guys an opportunity.
Well, I'll get one because you won't be there. The body conversation is interesting, Birch. because Alistair Clarkson bought you a dog to get your body moving, so you go walking and walk the dog. Do you feel any guilt about handing that dog back straight away a couple of days later?
Not at all. Not at all. It drove me up the wall. No, it was certainly, his heart was in the right place, very generous, but no, it didn't last long. I had to hand it back to him pretty quickly, and he's still got it to this day.
He does. He's named it after you as well, so the family love it.
It's a funny little story.
It is a great story, I reckon. And what about this week in the grand final? You've played against these teams. You've seen them in action. Who's got the advantage, you reckon?
Oh, I think it's going to be a ripper contest, really contested game of footy. I just can't go past the D's. Their last couple of games have been really dominant. I just think they're up and about. Their middle of the ground is really strong with Gorn and Petrarca, these guys through the middle of the ground. I just can't tip against them. But in saying that, I'm not really confident as well. It's going to be a ripper game. Looking forward to watching that on Saturday.
Go the D's and enjoy fatherhood. Enjoy retirement, Bert. You've earned it, mate. Go get them.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.